Buck Rogers
in the 25th century. And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box. Now let's get back to the world of the future. When Buck, Wilma, and Dr. Huer started on their expedition underground in the mechanical mole, Sergeant Carlborg, following orders and having no idea what might happen down there, went back to the main rocket ship hangar to contact the president's office by radio. It's there that we find him now as we turn the dial that'll project us ahead in time. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
Central Radio Bureau. Sergeant Carlberg calling Central Radio Bureau.
Central Radio Bureau, Stratton speaking.
Now listen, Stratton, I've got to get an important message through to the office of the president.
Yes?
Captain Rogers and Lieutenant Wilmer and Dr. Huer have just took off on their expedition under the ground in the mechanical mole. Ain't that something?
Yes, it certainly is. Did it sort of sudden, didn't they?
Well, they didn't want a lot of people around who might have gotten burned by the big heat ray in the nose of that machine.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll get that message.
And you know, they took off in that big machine just as calm and collected as if it was nothing at all.
Well, that's the way those folks are. I better get that message.
No!
Hey, what was that?
I don't know. It knocked me right off my chair under the floor. Some incoming rocket ship must have banged into the side of this hangar.
What? Oh, there it goes again.
I'll go out and see what it is. I'll call you back and tell you...
No, wait a minute.
But maybe a ship was cracked up out there.
But if that's all it was, why should I feel it over here? I'm miles away from that spaceport of yours.
You mean you felt it too?
Well, like an earthquake. This whole building shook.
No. Listen. Stratton. Stratton.
Yeah? What's the matter? Municipal spaceport calling municipal spaceport. Carlborg!
Municipal spaceport. Yeah, Carlborg.
Central Scientific Bureau speaking. Our seismographs have just registered a tremendous subterranean explosion.
I knew it.
Approximately 2 miles under the surface of your main landing field.
Captain Rogers.
Hello.
Calling Captain Rogers in Mechanical Mole.
Hello, Carlborg.
Captain Rogers.
Carlborg.
Dr. Huer.
Hello, Scientific Bureau. Hello.
Rogers.
This is Stratton, the Center Radio Bureau. Dr. Huer's mechanical mole is down there.
What?
The mechanical mole. Something must have happened to it. Good heavens. Is there any way of contacting it down there? Is it radio equipped?
Well, Carlborg's trying to get them now. Can you hear him? Carlborg. Sergeant Carlborg.
Talk to me, I can see what's happening. Down there under the ground, the mechanical mole is blown up with them inside of it.
Carlborg. Did they take a straight course down into the ground?
I don't know what they did. It's too late to save them now. They're killed. This is horrible. This is horrible. I should never have let them go down there. That awful machine. It's a death machine. That's what it is.
Yes, sir.
It's
there's only one way to reach that mechanical mole or what's left of it. With a long-range disintegrator.
Disintegrator?
Yes, by blasting away a long shaft straight into the ground.
But the sides of a shaft that deep will cave in.
Call out the Rocket Fleet Emergency Squad. Have them circle the area we're going to disintegrate in order to hold back the sides of it with long-range non-recoil energy projectors.
Okay.
I'll take care of notifying the president's office of what's happened from here.
Yes, sir.
I'll go to it. No. Wait.
Yes?
Order an interplanetary transport ship made ready and equipped with the most powerful degravity ray available.
To pull them all up to the surface when you got a shaft down to it, eh?
That's right. Now, get going.
Captain right, sir.
Carlborg.
Yeah, yeah.
Sergeant
Carlborg.
Speaking. Have your ground crew erect standard framework number 3X5 directly above the spot where the mechanical mole descended immediately.
Oh, what's the use of that? That's a disintegrator framework.
The only possible chance we have of reaching the people trapped in that machine down there is by disintegrating our way down to them.
It's too late.
What?
It exploded within minutes. It's too late.
Do as I tell you. The sooner we can get that giant disintegrator going, the better our chance of saving them.
Saving them? It's too late. I tell you, they're lost. They're lost down there. It's too late. All right, now. Turn that disintegrator off.
Cut disintegrator!
Major, as fast as you disintegrate out that hole, it fills in from the side.
Carlborg is right, Major. We've got less than half a mile down, and yet the force raised from the rocket fleet up above failed to keep the sides of that hole from falling in.
And that mechanical mole is 2 miles down. The Science Bureau said so.
But we've got to get down to that mole somehow.
They may still be alive in it.
We could only wall up the sides of that hole as it goes down.
It'd take too long. Now listen.
Yes, sir?
A corpuscular repeller ray. It exerts a constant repelling force in all directions. By aiming it into the hole as we disintegrate our way down...
Yes. Dr. Jewell has one of them things in his private laboratory.
Good. Maybe the very thing that'll save his life.
Well, I'll order it brought over here to the field right away.
Let's save his life.
What's that?
Oh, it's too late. It's too late to save him.
Have you tried to contact them again by radio, Carlberg?
Sure, I keep trying all the time, but what good is it? They're goners down there.
Stop blabbering about it being too late and stand by that radio unit.
The popular repeller ray is on the way over here, Major.
Good. Then order the disintegrator to blast away again. Our only chance to reach that mechanical mole lies in the disintegrator.
Disintegrator, full blast!
Disintegrator, full blast! Our only chance to reach that mechanical mole lies in the disintegrator.
Disintegrator, full blast!
Disintegrator, full blast!
Disintegrator.
What did you say, Buck?
Full blast.
And keep it going, full blast.
Where are we? Where are we?
Buck, what's happened? I hear strange noises.
Huh?
The repeller ray in action.
Listen to me,
Buck. Back to time.
Dr. Hewer.
Yes, Buck. Explosion.
But... we're still in the mechanical mold.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait. We can't save
what's wrong
it.
Here?
Thank goodness you've come, too.
Come, too.
Look.
Now get that ray into position.
They're all piled up on the control board. They're upside down.
Dr. Hewer, are you all right?
Sure. I'm all. We're still traveling. We're traveling straight downward.
Cut off the power, Buck, if you can.
Right. Right, sir. Great day. Explosion in that gas pocket must have knocked us all out.
But the power stayed on and the mold has kept digging its way down.
That's right over the spot we blasted away.
All right, then.
That's it.
The explosion didn't wreck
the
machine.
Now turn on the disintegrator. Right, sir.
Thank goodness for that. Listen. What's that sound?
It's coming through the radio unit.
Sounds like a disintegrator.
Seems to me I heard voices, too. A lot of funny voices buzzing around in my head.
Me, too. No wonder after the shock of that explosion.
Well, thank heaven we're all in one piece again.
Cut disintegrator.
Listen.
Cut disintegrator.
Those are real voices. They're what we've been hearing. And they've been coming through the radio unit, too.
It's no use.
Listen.
Nothing we can do to keep the sides of this shaft we're blasting away from caving in.
Shaft they're blasting away?
What measure? They're still down there, trapped in that mechanical mold of the explosion. And heaven only knows how we'll be able to reach...
Wait a minute. Don't you see? Doctor, the explosion was felt up on the surface. They probably tried to contact us. That's why their radio transmitters aren't up there. So, of course, we hear them.
Oh, of course.
Being out cold, we couldn't answer. So now, in order to rescue us, they're trying to disintegrate a shaft down here.
Oh, sure.
That voice is Major Stanton. We'd better contact him.
Follow me, Buck.
Right away.
Yes, sir.
Calling Major Stanton. Calling Major Stanton.
Listen, the radio.
That's on the mechanical mole wavelength.
Hey, Major Stanton.
Impossible. Hello?
Hello, Major. This is Buck Rogers.
What?
Hey, hello up there.
Captain Rogers.
I told you they were all right down there.
Captain Rogers, where are you? What happened?
Well, we ran into a gas pocket, Major, and the blame thing sort of blew up on us.
Oh, thank heaven you're all right again. Or are you?
Well, a little shook up, that's all.
It doesn't seem possible, Captain. That explosion fairly rocked the whole city.
Yeah, kind of banged things around down here, too. You see, when we came to a minute ago, we found the mechanical mole was still plowing its way downward. But we've cut off the power now.
Oh, then it's still in working order.
Yeah?
Word that you're all right has got to all the people up here, Captain. They're cheering and yelling all over the landing field. And many are on their knees offering thanks.
Well, tell them we're all okay and that everything's all right.
I will. But now, is there anything we can do to help you return safely to the surface? How far down are you?
Well, I don't know. You see, most of the instruments here on the control board are smashed. And at the rate we were going, there's no telling how far downward we've traveled since that explosion.
I see. But of course, you're returning to the surface now, so
returning to the surface?
Yes, of course.
Well, not a bit of it.
We're just getting started on this underground exploring expedition.
But good heavens, Captain
Rogers. Isn't that right, Wilma?
Sure.
Dr. Huer?
Absolutely.
Sure, Major. But don't worry. We'll keep in touch with you by radio. And if anything exciting happens, we'll let you know.
Amazing.
If anything exciting happens... Well, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't miss the next episode for anything.